Addo's parents gave birth to 9 children. 3 are deceased, leaving 4 males and 2 females. Addo is the 7th child, albeit his conception and subsequent birth were surrounded by inexplicable circumstances. At the time, Addo's mother fell ill. Much as his father did all to help find a cure for her condition, he wasn't successful. Finally, he sent Addo's mother to live with her parents so they could also try other means of finding a solution to her ill health. Her condition was so severe that her parents were worried they might lose her. Her father, who was a carpenter, also lost hope in her recovery. As a result, he prepared a coffin awaiting her death. Having left his wife with her parents, Addo's father went back to his station. Seeing the wife was not recovering, Addo's father lost hope and thereby took another wife. By this time, he had ignored Addo's mother for months. After some time, Addo's mother realized she was pregnant. This was shocking because she had not had any affair with her husband for months. Besides, what would be the reaction of her husband and immediate family, who knew her condition at the time would not warrant sexual intercourse from her husband, who had not even seen her in a long time? Left with no choice, the parents took care of Addo's mother till she gave birth to Addo. Throughout the 9 months of conception, Addo's father, who felt betrayed by the wife, did not visit until after she had given birth to Addo. On his first visit after his wife had delivered, he saw something strange. It was believed that he saw the mark of the crucifix on the forehead of baby Addo. He then inquired from his wife, who corroborated the story by stating that Addo had the mark on his forehead from birth. Interestingly, the birth of Addo marked a turnaround in the mother's life as she recovered from her strange sickness. The father then took his wife home and later had 2 other children after Addo. They both lived happily together until death separated them. This affirms the fact that Addo was not fathered by any man. His earthly father, Albert Gon Duncan, was just a caretaker. He named him because Addo came through the womb of his wife. God divinely separated the spouses for a brief period to fulfill his mandate on earth. Though seen as a rejection or neglect on the side of the father, it was a divine act. The mark of the crucifix is another issue worth considering. There is only one man identified with the cross, Jesus Christ. The crucifix represents the power of Christ over death. It is significant of Christ's victory over death and his sacrifice for humanity. The mark of the crucifix on his forehead therefore marks him out as a temple of the Most High God.